If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
In just about 35 minutes, we'll be joined by Sam Bruckhaus from Sumer Sports Talk NFL and NFL Draft with him. But right now, we head out to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Say good morning to Chelsea James, national baseball writer for the Washington Post. Good morning, Chelsea. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. So some of the content I'm here for from Chelsea James is, you tweeted this yesterday, 13 hours ago. Does the Nats lineup have the shortest last names in baseball? Their lineup for their game against
Pirates. How many total syllables?
I mean, just the first five batters alone all have four letters in their last name. Call, Wood, Ruiz, Lowe, and Bell. Followed by Garcia and DeJong. Those are six letters. Then Cruz, Nunez, and Lord is your starting pitcher. I think you might be onto something, Chelsea.
I mean, as you can tell, I'm going for the Pulitzer this year, but I think I looked up and I was like, wow, this is crazy. And then I tweeted it and I was like, wow, this is something I could have kept to myself. But, you know, I'm not going to do the math, but I think I might be right.
I think you're right on that.
I think you're all over it. think you nailed it.
14 syllables in the starting lineup. That's got to be the smallest. Hey, all right, let's talk about, first of all, I didn't expect them to beat Skeens, and they were never in this game. Cruz is struggling, all right, and he was benched for a couple days, and for whatever reason, Davey decided to bring him back against the best pitcher in baseball. That didn't work out too well. He's been dropped to the bottom of the lineup pretty much. Your thoughts on Cruz, why he's struggling so much, and then is there a possibility you think Davey and Riz would send him down to AAA just to kind of get his confidence back?
You know, I just don't see them sending him down. I think the whole point of, you know, one thing Riz has been pretty firm on over the last 2 years is once somebody's here, you know, a real prospect, you know, that they're here to stay.
Okay.
That wasn't really the case with Luis Garcia at times, but I think that was a different case. You know, I think they want him to be here. And until he is, you know, more useless at the plate than Jacob Young, I don't really see why, you know, you'd send him out. I also just, you know, it's easy to say, but I don't worry about him. I think, you know, he's just a different kind of guy. I think he will figure it out. I think he is probably figuring it out, you know, as we speak. There's guys they look super overmatched, and I know he has at the plate, but sort of emotionally and the look in his eyes and all that corny stuff, he just looks fine. And he finds ways to make plays in the outfield. And, you know, I think he's going to figure it out and be completely fine. It hasn't looked good, but I think it's coming.
I don't know for what it's worth. I'm not, you know, I'm too old. I don't know all the advanced metrics and stuff, but when I did find a site that has like exit velocity, all that stuff, he seems to be, you know, fine there, you know, when he's making contact. So, you know, got pop, or you know, he's got, you know, he's hitting the ball hard, I guess, when he hits it. I guess too many strikeouts though, right?
Yeah, definitely too many strikeouts, but again, I think that's the kind of thing that will decrease in time. I just, you know, there's so many players we've kind of seen come up for them. I just don't worry about him. Maybe I'm totally wrong, but he just is a really sturdy guy mentally who you can kind of tell is taking something from every time he's up there. It's been 3 weeks or whatever it's been. I think he'll be completely fine. You know, he's not going to be James Wood, and he never, you know, that's not what you're looking at here, but you're looking at a guy who's going to spray the ball around the field and, you know, run as hard as he possibly can all the time. And, you know, balls are just going to start dropping for him. I think he's going to be fine.
The reason why I've kind of had my eyes, like eyebrows raised with him is I keep thinking about, was it Carter Kieboom? Everyone told me he could hit too. And that one just never really worked out for whatever reason.
Yeah. I mean, with all due respect to Carter Kieboom, I can't think of two more different guys mentally.
Is that right?
Than Cruz. Yeah. I think he's going to be fine. He's a scrappy guy who is in a, you know, number one overall prospect type's body. You know, I think Cruz will be fine.
Okay,
cool.
The one thing that's been an issue, and I don't know if you'd agree with me here, but man, the bullpen ERAs are crazy. See, Poche's at 16. Rutledge, he pitched last night, gave up a couple. He's at 6. Sims is at 13. Ferrar's at 6. Lopez is at 7. I mean, there's some crazy numbers coming out of the bullpen. And you know, the starting pitching has been decent. You know, I know Gore's been okay. Irvin's been okay. Mitchell Parker's been really good, but the bullpen numbers, Chels, not good.
Yeah, really bad. I think they missed pretty big here. And I think it's a huge problem because, you know, watching these games, you get, you know, they might get behind by, you know, they got behind by 4 a couple times in Miami and they were back in it by the 6th. And then the bullpen can't keep them there. It's just, you know, the starters have been fine. I think that the offense, not perfect, but not horrible. And they've battled their way back into some games, but you can't keep letting games get away. And I don't, you know, there's no easy fix there. It's not like there's a ton of guys ready in the minors to come save them. I don't know who other than maybe Kyle Fagan you look at in their bullpen and say, this is a sure thing. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge problem because I think it's going to, you know, if they don't kind of get it together soon, it's going to cost them a year that probably could look a lot better than it does right now. I mean, I don't know if it's waiver guys, if every guy that gets designated for assignment somewhere else is somebody they're going to have to bite on, but, you know, they're going to have to shake that up because you need more than one reliable reliever. And as you've seen with Orlando Ribalta and some of the guys who have kind of, you know, gotten hurt, it's like if you put too much weight on the guys you trust, then other guys have to pick up the slack and everybody's innings get out of whack and it gets worse and worse. So they're in trouble there and they've got to fix it.
Isn't it a situation where Mike Rizzo's had his hands tied behind his back in terms of payroll, though?
Totally. 100%. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I think they maybe had, you know, he spent like $8 million at most on 3 guys in the bullpen, and that's probably about what he could spend. So it's not easy. But if Lucas Sims is going to fall apart and you know, Poche isn't going to be, you know, the kind of pickup they thought, you know, you're just going to have to figure something out because it's hurting what should be a really, I think, positive start to the season in many ways. You know, once you get in the 7th inning, you know, the games get away.
What's the update on Soroka and CJ?
I think the concern on CJ is pretty low. I think they kind of just had to knock him, you know, sit him down and get the hip quad thing sorted out. So I think he'll probably be fine. And he looks pretty good when he was in there too, right? You know, at least offensively. So that's a good thing. Soroka bicep strain is, you know, he was throwing already, so that isn't a sign for optimism, but it's also never a good thing, right? It's rare that somebody has a bicep, forearm, elbow kind of deal and gets out of the rest of the season unscathed. So I, you know, maybe he's fine. You know, maybe they really were being really cautious and it was more crampy than anything, but I, you know, that's a cause for concern no matter what. And that was a risk they took when they gave him, I think, $9 million or whatever it was. They knew he's injury prone and they were hoping he could avoid it. And I think still are crossing their fingers.
Chelsea, I know it's early in the season, but how surprising is it to look at the NL East and see the Braves at the bottom of it at 5-11 below the Nats, and the Marlins are 8-7. It's early, but I'm guessing you're surprised to see the Braves in last place at this point.
Definitely. I am, and also if you had told me that there was one team in baseball that was going to be really, you know, angst-riddled to start the season. It wouldn't surprise me if it were them. I think they've just kind of had a lot going on for a long time now. You know, Acuna out, Strider out, that doesn't help. They'll get Strider back tomorrow, I think. But they've had the same lineup for a really long time, same people kind of in the coaching staff for a really long time, and probably don't feel like they've won as much as they should have in that time, including, you know, last year. So they just kind of are one of those teams that seem prone to maybe something slow like this, but, you know, they'll be fine. I mean, they won't be there all year. They might not win the division, but they'll be fine. Marlins are interesting. They're playing so free and have a lot of young guys. But again, I don't know that, you know, we look up in a month or two and still see them there. Maybe I'm wrong, but, you know, all of that feels a little bit early season to me.
So everyone before the season started was talking about the Dodgers for a good reason. And they started out hot. And they go start out, jump out of the gates, and they are 8-0. Now they lost a series against the Phillies in Philly. They lost the series against the Nats. All right. That's how crazy sports is. So, you know, they'll be fine. I get it. They're 12-6. They'll be fine. But the Padres, Chels, 14-3. Michael King's a complete stud. Nick Pivetta is a stud. Well, at least they're off to great starts. Two of their top pitchers. Their lineup's legit. They're 14-3. They're 11-0 at home. You know, they're 2.5 up on the Dodgers. They've won 5 straight. Talk about the Padres and, I mean, out of the gate, 14 out of 17? That's crazy.
It is. It's nuts. I thought their lineup would be worse this year. It doesn't appear to be. You know, I don't think Jerks and Profar was a big difference maker in the end. But, yeah, they're really good. I mean, they like anybody, their pitching needs to stay healthy. But they're loaded. And they are also one of those, you know, I think we saw it last year in the playoffs when they were kind of getting under the Dodgers' skin, that they're, you know, all vibes all the time. And I think they heard what everyone said in those playoffs, which is that the Dodgers feared them more than anyone else. And I think they really have something to prove. They can't prove it in April. So, you know, I don't know if it will matter, but yeah, that's a team that looks really, really good. They've always played really fearless. And if they stay healthy, you know, they've got the right kind of swagger to them. They had it last year. They've got it this year. They're really scary. And, you know, what's really scary though, is that, you know, with the Dodgers in that division, the Giants look good. The Diamondbacks could be better if they get their stuff together. I mean, that's a crazy division. And for the Padres to be playing as well as they are right now, it makes it even more insane.
So they're going to come back down to earth. Got to.
I mean, they have to. Yeah. If the Dodgers did, they will. But it shows you what they're capable of when they kind of get things rolling.
Right. What team right now is surprising you the most? We kind of just talked about a few, but, you know, bad or good.
The Giants are pretty surprising. You know, they're off to a really good start, and I was trying to figure out why, and like, their offense is not good. So it's kind of, I mean, they're just pitching really well. That might continue. You know, they've got all the pieces there. So that's a team that I didn't expect to look credible, and they do. And then I think in a bad way, maybe the Orioles. I think their pitching is a mess, and you can already feel them starting to feel the pressure of that. And so it'll be interesting to watch them. I think they're in a pretty precarious spot and kind of need to get rolling so that the pressure, you know, lifts a little bit.
When's Grayson expected back? Is he going to be back in May?
I don't know. Oh. He's throwing. He threw a side, so that normally means that, you know, he's on the way to like a rehab outing. But I think it's certainly several weeks, you know, 3-4 weeks at absolute best, probably longer. And then what is he when he gets back? You know, those are the kind of injuries that I was talking about that always sort of lead to something else. So I wouldn't count on him being sort of ace-like for quite some time.
I was kind of surprised at what the Angels were doing because, you know, they're usually start out slow and end slow, and they usually have a losing record. They're leading their division. All right.
Trout's got 6 bombs.
Trout's got 6 bombs, but this is what's surprising. Trout's hitting 196. Now, I know he strikes out a bunch, but and he's now, I think he's playing right field all the time now. He's not playing center, is he?
Right. Yeah.
Just to kind of help out with the injuries. But talk to me about the Angels and Mike Trout in particular, hitting bombs, but hitting less than 200.
I think Trout will even out a little bit. I think if he's in there, all that stuff will settle down. You know, if he's playing, it'll be fine. They are surprising. They've always felt like a team that if they could bring in the right mix of kind of cast-off veterans, which they seem to do every year, that you could catch something, you know, catch lightning in a bottle and maybe have a really good year. They also just run their young guys straight to the big leagues in a way that no one else does. You know, they'll bring guys up from Double A and say, go get them. And, you know, that works. And it's worked a little bit this year with Kyren Paris and a couple of people that, you know, people probably haven't heard of. So it's, you know, I don't think they're this good, but I think they might be in for one of their better years in quite some time, just because they seem like they've got the right mix. And some of the guys they brought in, Yusei Kikuchi, Jorge Soler, they're real baseball players. I mean, those guys change seasons, and they are looking like that so far.
All right, so can the Nats get a win today? It's going to be Jake Irvin, who's hasn't pitched well the last two starts. I think he's given up 8 runs in 11 innings since the last two starts.
You're looking for betting. You're looking for betting.
Going
angles.
Against Mitch Keller. Of course. Mitch Keller can be hot and cold, but going against Mitch Keller in the second game of this series against the Pirates.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I would say the Nats need a win.
You're not that confident.
I'm worried about Jake Irvin. Yeah. But you know what? It's who knows if there's ever a team that can give you a win, it's the Pirates, and a lineup that can fix a starter, it is the Pirates lineup. So, probably not a horrible bet, but I wouldn't make it.
Okay.
All right, Chelsea, appreciate the time.
Well, you answered my question.
She answered it.
I love it. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks as always,
yeah,
Chelsea.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Good to hear from you. Chelsea James, national baseball writer for The Washington Post.
If she says, don't worry about Dylan Cruz. Going to be fine.
Okay.
Right. I'm buying it.
She's an expert.
Now you're buying it?
I'm buying it. I mean, she's around these guys. She said, and I've heard that before, too. Like, the Carter Kiboom, like, maybe upstairs. Yeah. Not like.
Yeah.
Didn't have that moxie.
Well, look, I mean, he was the second pick in the draft, Keller. Yeah. I mean, Cruz.
Right.
So. He's got the pedigree, but. If this continues and, you know, end of April, he's still $110, yeah, there's reason to be concerned.
Jason, when we come back, do you want me to tell you how to have a perfect day? How to construct a perfect day according to scientists?
Who wouldn't want that?
We're going to redo the Masters?
Perfect day, right?
Is that what we're going to do?
I don't think it's reliving the Masters.
Why don't we give our perfect days?
I mean, we could do that, too. But I can tell you how science is going to tell you.
Do you think starting your day with 4 hours of sleep is a setup?
I don't think that's the great way to start a perfect day. So we'll get into that next here on The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.